Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Gold Derby Show on the Gold Derby Podcast Network. Welcome back to Gold Derby. I'm Christopher Rosen. I'm joined by Joyce St. Joyce. We're going back to the lols. LOL. We're doing comedy here for the Emmys.
Not like Ruffles?
No, I would do like Lamo, L-A-M-O. I do a lot.
Some of that, yeah, I do a lot of that too. I'm too old and tired to actually roll on the floor.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't even type it. But L-M-A-O is great, especially when I'm sitting there stone-faced like this. L-M-A-O. And that's how I text it. But no, we're talking about comedy.
Sometimes I do actually LOL. Like
I do LOL. Yeah. When I do an all caps LOL, it actually means I laughed. If
same,
I just do
too,
a little yeah. LOL, it's just like, ha, huh, clever. Yeah. You were good.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a comedy, Joyce. It was a big week for comedy. Hacks came back. You had already seen a lot of it or most. Did you watch the whole season already or no?
They only sent six screeners, but I watch all six screeners.
So there's only eight episodes, right?
Yeah. Sadly, last year was 10.
So I, as a man of the people, I watched it with the regular.
You're watching live. Yeah.
And watched the first two episodes of Hacks. Loved it. Flight attendant, huge episode last week. Great episode for Barry, your favorite show. So this is like a great time to talk comedy, Joyce. What's your feeling here? Where do you want to start?
You know, what a time to be alive. So, I mean, like for these shows, I actually do LOL, laugh out loud, all caps. And I know a lot of people think Barry and Flight Attendant are dramas. I'm like, no, like I laugh more at those shows than I do at like Julia, which is like a delightful chuckle. I laugh more at those than I do at like even Ted Lasso, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's just like charming to me. But like, I like last night's like Barry, which I watched like a month ago, like multiple times, just like so many things that like the bomb thing and like the detonate app. I don't think you've seen this.
No.
So he has to...
You can spoil it though for me. I don't care.
Yeah. So he, Noho Hank tasks Barry to blow up a house, the Bolivian's house. So, you know, he goes into a crawl space, like Breaking Bad style, puts the bomb in there. And there's a detonate app. Hilarious. Noho Hank installs on his phone and it doesn't work. And then he's just on the phone with customer service. It's great.
It's good.
And that's like, so she's like, oh, like, is your Bluetooth on? He's like, yeah. She's like, oh, hold on. Like, I'll get back to you. So she puts him back on hold. And then you have like the ads about like, oh, have you been to the kaboom room?
Oh my God.
It's so good. And then she's like, oh yeah, turn off your Wi-Fi. And then he does. And then it explodes. And she's like, well, sounds like we are successful. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
It's awesome.
Like that, laugh out loud, fully.
This is a good time. Joyce, my laugh out loud is Girls 5 Eva, which we could talk about.
Oh, yes,
too.
Yes. Yeah, I have seen the full season of that, actually.
So I've only seen four. Is it 10?
It's 8. So you're halfway there.
What a hilarious show. It is as funny as 30 Rock was, I think. It's actually, the second season is much funnier than the first season to me.
Yeah, a lot more songs, very funny songs. And then episode 4, which was last week.
Business Throne, Joyce.
Yeah, Succession spoof. Business Throne.
Amazing, amazing Brian Cox impression. Just the most graphic language coming out of the TV. And I love the way they did it because the show is, you know, obviously with I think in the past, if it was like 30 Rock and it was 10 years ago or something, you would have actually seen Business Throne. But the way they do it is just like you hear the song, music, which is exactly like Nicholas Britell ripoff. And then you hear the great Brian Cox impression just spouting out incredible obscenities. And that's it. And it's just like, got it. It's perfect. Yeah.
No, you see like the previously on Business Throne title card.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But that's like the perfect amount that you need, really.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, I don't want to see any more.
So I don't have that in yet, Joyce, but I'm really tempted to put it in. I'm just not sure Peacock has a lot of reach at the moment.
Yeah, it's very sad because I want to hope Dictate, but I don't even know if I can hope Dictate at this point.
No, I was just looking at the NBC up. We're recording this on Monday. It's the NBC upfronts. Yes. And I saw that Jimmy Fallon is hosting it. I'm going to find this tweet here if I can do it briefly. Let me see. Or if I can't, I'll just I remember it. He was hosting and he's like, there's like 6,000 people in the room right now. That means at least 5 of you have subscribed to Peacock. So not the greatest endorsement for Peacock, but obviously that's an issue if we're worried about Girls 5 ever getting in, because not necessarily the most watched of the streamers.
It's yeah. And, you know, obviously last year, much more open race for all, and it only got a writing nomination, like nothing for music, the star of the show, the music, and also Renee Elise Goldsberry, who is still serving this season fully.
That said, I do have Minx still hope Dictate in my comedy's choice. So, I mean, I guess I could find room for it, but I, you know, who knows?
I mean, in that case, you can probably argue that it's untested. So it's completely new. Like Girls 5 Eva has been tested last year.
Right.
And it's also on HBO Max.
Yes, Minx. So people have seen it. Joyce, we buried the lead a little bit, but Hacks is back. Very funny. Mm-hmm. Immediately great. There's a weird FX shot at the beginning of episode 2. Did you notice that in your screeners where they're doing like, they're in the car and it's like a green screen? It's so obviously green screen. Shows now have green screen. It's
yeah, they're just strange. Filming in like North Hollywood, basically, yeah. Like Van Nuys.
But really enjoyable first two episodes, ending with a great setup for the season where Deborah is suing Ava for breaking her NDA and talking smack about her to the writers of a show about the, I think it's called Bitch PM. Was that it? Is that what's been
starring Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren.
Which definitely get picked up.
Which is so funny. Of course it's getting picked up. Nothing. So I moved Hacks to the top. Long way of saying I have Hacks down now. Winning. I booted Ted Lasso down. I actually have Ted Lasso in third behind Hacks and Barry.
Same.
Like we've said multiple times, I just feel like the buzz on Ted Lasso is not there because it's not airing. And these other shows are airing very popular episodes. And that's it. You know, I mean, that's kind of the reasoning for me.
I mean, yeah. And like, we still don't know when season 3 of Ted is premiering. Like I think they're still in production now. I know they started a little bit later this year than they did last year. But at this point last year, they already dated the season 2 premiere.
Right. And it's not coming. It's obviously not coming back in time for Emmy submission. So it's not like people are going to be like, or Emmy voting. You know what I mean? I don't think it doesn't seem like it will. I mean, I guess it could.
Yeah. And it can obviously win again, but I think it's more interesting if it doesn't, because it's facing more competition now than it did last year, you know? And mm-hmm. I think Hacks was probably, maybe not like super close, but it was like probably the runner up last year too.
It was definitely, I don't think it would have beaten it. Like if the season,
I didn't think Hacks was going to beat it last year.
Even if the season was longer.
Yeah. But I had it winning writing, directing.
Right.
And it obviously won for Jean Smart. So.
No, I think Hacks could win here. I do think that, but we'll obviously it's a long way to the Emmys, but I think that those are the top three, I feel like. And then I've got Mrs. Maisel still hanging strong, though I'm not actually convinced it is as strong. I think it definitely is a name check at this point, but really kind of not the buzz that it had previously.
It came out in February, and I think it's craft heavy enough that it'll get in, you know, like the below the line people will support it enough for it to get in, but I don't think it's winning.
It's funny to me because like, Amazon, I think wisely, and I think about this with all these shows, that's one of the reasons why I love the HBO Max model, where they just put out like 2 a week, basically, or 1 in the case of Flight Attendant, or like three at first, and then like a few more, like kind of Ted Lasso does. And Amazon this year did that with Mrs. Maisel. They did two per week, and yet it still had no buzz. It felt like it did not build buzz, I think, as you wanted, just because it felt like people have perhaps moved on from being excited about that show. I definitely know people who watched it. It definitely was watched, yeah, but like not as much in the conversation, even though it was spread out over like a 4 or 5 week period when you would think, oh, that will get it more in the conversation, but it just didn't really happen.
Yeah. And you know, it's at that age too, where it just kind of feels like it's still good, but maybe people have moved on.
Right. And that's what I was worried about with like something like Barry in Atlanta. Barry, I think, has been ascendant, remaining strong after a long break. People are really excited about it. Atlanta, I'm still not convinced people are as, it just doesn't feel like it's as sticky as Barry. So that's why I don't have Atlanta in at all.
Atlanta, I don't know what to do with it, because I could see it getting a couple like above the line nominations. I could see it getting blanked. Yeah, it's been away 4 years. So,
and this season is a lot of, diversion episodes, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because it's still a very good show and those standalone episodes are very good.
Standalone, that's the word.
Yes. And none of the regular cast members in them, just, right. But I think it's still like, yeah, just kind of divisive in that you can still acknowledge that those episodes are good, but it's like, this is not what you've been waiting 4 years for. Like, you just want to hang out with the core group, right. You know? So if you're a huge Atlanta stan, I could see you being disappointed by that. You've been waiting so long for their show to come back, and half these episodes have nothing with like Earn and like Paperboy. So I don't, yeah. And you know, like for season two, it got blanked at the regular ceremony when people thought like, you know, Teddy Perkins would win directing and stuff. So maybe it's sort of like done in that aspect, like above the line as well. Like maybe it could still get nominations, but it's not competitive for a win.
You compared it, I think, either in our, I forget when, but you compared it maybe like Master of None, the most recent season.
Yes. Yeah. When it was just like so different.
And like people were kind of like name checking it in there, and then nothing, it didn't really happen. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the same fate that Atlanta has. Just too many other shows and too long away and too, like you said, like, it's not the core group that people remember liking as much, because there's obviously so many standalones.
Yeah. It's just, it's a different show, and right. That's not to say it's a bad show. It's just different. And I don't know.
So Joyce, one of the shows that would maybe come in, I have it in here. Certainly it's in the top four, is Only Murders, which we love.
Yes.
Season two is coming back. You've seen the screeners. I know you can say that.
They sent five, and I watched.
I did not watch them.
You're going to watch them live.
I'm going to watch them live. We're going to do it live. But I've been listening a lot to the score, because for my panel this week, I have to be the composer.
And then you're going to predict it to win, obviously.
Obviously would. Yeah, love it. Though I have a lot of great composers on that panel, Joyce. That's a plug for it. But no, I love the Only Murder score. So good. And I've been listening to it. I'm like, oh, you know what show is good? Only Murders.
That was the same way I felt like when I was watching The Screeners, and also when I was watching Girls Five Eva, because I was like, I really like these shows, but I forgot how much I like them because it's been so long since I watched season one.
Right. Yeah. You know? So I think, while at the same time, it has been long, it's not long enough where I think people won't be into it. And while we said, I think it should have come back earlier, maybe to get that bounce for perhaps nominations for like a Selena Gomez or whatever, I still think actually she can get in.
I don't know. I mean, I can't talk about the new episodes yet, but
We're still talking about season one. Remember, we were saying that would be a great help for her, would be to have it on now.
So season two is premiering the day after nomination voting ends.
Right. So not the most opportune time to get that season two boost for season one, like Ted Lasso did.
Yeah. So Ted launched season two after nominations. So they were, I think that was a different situation though, where it was like, obviously it was secure for a bunch of nominations and it was the favorite to win.
Yes. And I mean, that could happen here, but we were just saying like the Selena Gomez of it, she seems on the cusp.
Yeah. And I would say she's still on the cusp. That's a very competitive category.
Really competitive. And then just to round out the series, I have Abbott Elementary, and I have Minx and Flight Attendant. Those are my other three.
I still have Atlanta. I have Abbott and Flight Attendant. So you finally moved Flight Attendant.
I did. I'm really loving this season.
We've talked about this, like how we were like wary of it. I still think, you know, no offense to her, but like the Rosie Perez storyline.
It's a little.
Don't really need it. It's just kind of random.
Yeah.
But
she's really good and like giving it her all. And I'm sure it'll end up connecting back in somehow. And it kind of is already because like they brought in her mom, played by Sharon Stone, future Emmy winner, first season two of Flight Attendant.
She's
in the guest actress category.
Yeah, she got the drama guest Emmy. Now she's going to get the comedy guest Emmy.
I sent this to you the other night, and then you were like, I knew about this because I don't pay as much attention to this as you. But obviously, in the last episode, I think it's episode 5, right? Is that what was this week, I think? Or is it 6? I forget
it was
which.
6 this week.
This was 6? So she goes back, Cassie goes back home to see her mother, and they have this big emotional like moment in the kitchen. It's like really good drama. I just think that's another thing I really like about the show. It's very funny, but they do really well on the drama. And then she just slaps Kaley Cuoco in the face, Sharon Stone. And then Kaley Cuoco was like, that was an improv that I wasn't expecting. And I said that to you because I was like, that's awesome. And you were like, I knew about this months ago. Because
yeah, like, that was like her talking point during.
I guess I didn't read enough of the press, but I was like, this rules. Yeah, it's been really fun, I think. You've seen it, right? You've seen the whole thing?
No, they only sent 6. So
you're caught up then with the reality. Yeah. Was this episode 6 then? Mm-hmm. I want to speculate with you. I know we don't do this. This would be a future spoiler, I guess. But I'm like, it's so clear that Cheryl Hines is the bad guy, right?
The double.
Yes. It seems so obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too.
Like, it seems so obvious that she's the double. And yeah. I'm just waiting for that to come in. And I assume that it will be a twist on top of a twist because it's so obvious. Like, there's not a lot of blondes on the show. And she's such an obviously, like, nefarious character.
They can wear wigs, okay.
Pretending to be nice. And, like, it seems so obvious that she's a bad guy. That, I guess, is a potential spoiler for Flight Attendant, but it hasn't aired yet.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just something they file away. Like they just like cover really quickly. And then there's like a further twist down the line with something else.
Right. I mean, maybe they'll even do it next week or something. Cause then this last episode ends with the double doing a murder for some FBI agents or whatever they are. CIA. I don't even know. Show rules. It's so much fun. I'm really into it. I'm very excited for season 2. And I think, again, I guess a lot of these I've been with Minx and Flight Attendant and even Hacks and Barry. I just feel like the HBO Max, people are going to HBO Max, it feels like. And they have like the quality programming that some of the other services maybe wish they had. And I think that's going to help like raise the, like if you're on HBO Max watching Hacks or using it to watch Barry, I think that's going to, you're going to see Flight Attendant there and just be like, oh, this show seems cool. I should just watch and check it out. And I'm hopeful that'll end up being like that for Minx, which I'm not convinced will be there, but I'm going to keep it in.
I don't have Minx in, but I would love to see it in. So neither of us has Netflix still.
No, but I don't know really what it would be. I mean, I guess Russian Doll is their best bet, but like Atlanta, I just don't think that has been buzzy enough.
Yeah, it really felt like it came out April 20th.
Right.
I think I have Natasha getting in. Let me see. Yes.
I also have Natasha getting in because it's a pretty small category, but.
Because like it's, sort of, I guess it's sort of similar to Atlanta and like, you know, season 2, it had to do a different thing really. So, and I don't know if it's like polarizing. I think it's, again, it's just like different.
Yeah. I also think that Netflix is going to be very well represented in the drama category. We're not going to really talk about that much today, but we could do that briefly. And I would just say like, I think it could have like potentially 3 at least.
I mean, I still have like 4 Netflix shows and drama, I think.
I have 3. So we'll come back to drama after this, but for actress in a comedy. So that's why I'm not concerned about not having Netflix in for comedy, I guess, because I'm just like, they're going to have like a ton of shows in. Then their comedies are not this year necessarily the strongest players for them. And I don't feel the need to like stick it in there just because it's Netflix, I guess, like Russian Doll.
If Kominsky Method were still around, would you be
100%. Yeah. Or Grace and Frankie actually maybe could get in, I guess. But your face tells me no. Jean Smart for Hacks, for sure. Getting nominated, probably winning. She's so good on the first 2 episodes. Really fun. And you had mentioned it to me. I think that like there's a great scene in the second episode when she makes Ava read the email that Ava sent. That is an incredible sequence for both actors. I love Hannah Einminer in that scene. I love Jean Smart in that scene. It's so funny and like really upsetting and heartbreaking, honestly, because they're so mean, but it's so funny. And her being like, hey, guys, I shouldn't say,
hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I want to say, guys, it's not gendered to me, but I understand it is.
Or something. And then she also reads out the LOL.
So good. Just like really, really funny.
That would be a good tape for Hannah.
I think it would too. But no, so Jean smoking just out of the box on fire in this first two episodes. So I'm well expecting her to remain there. I have Sarah Lancashire still in there for Julia, Joyce. I don't know. Julia's kind of like fizzled.
In second?
I have her in there. I have Rachel Brosnahan in second.
You have her?
I have her in third.
Okay. Yeah, I still have Sarah in there. I have Kaylee in second because I think Kaylee is even better this season than she was last season. And I think we've talked about this before, but it'll be really upsetting if the flight attendant ends and she doesn't win a single award, not just an Emmy, but just like any award for this performance.
They need to figure out a way to get it on off season without hacks.
I know. And we kind of thought like last year, maybe it would happen for season two. Like one of them would be off, like, you know, but no, they're both back this season.
I do agree that Kaylee's amazing on season two. And I think we both were very leery about this season. And obviously like the Rosie Perez stuff and the North Korea stuff hasn't really connected, but I was like also leery of the fact that they were going to have like the mind jail or whatever it is. What is it called? When she goes Mind Palace, because like it works all in the first season with her dead boyfriend or one night stand or whatever. And it like this year it was like, what if it's all Cassie's? And I remember thinking that and seeing that in the trailer and just being like, oh boy, that's a tough, I don't know if that's going to work. And it's worked really well. And she's so good at playing like all the variations of Cassie. It really has surprised me. It's so much fun. I think she's like really doing a great job.
Yeah. And she's like really adept at the drama as well. And she's actually gotten better
at the drama, I think.
Yeah. Like she has so many nice scenes, like the scene on the beach in the fifth episode with Shuri Agdashloo was really good. And obviously the scene with Sharon in six. So
she's also done a really smart thing as like an EP, I feel like, where it's like the talent of the cast, while in the first season was very good, the talent of the cast in season two has leveled up and she has like put herself in scenes with like incredible actors. Like
I would nominate Shoja. So in supporting.
And so. She's in more, I think she's in it more this season, you know, for mm-hmm. real than she was yeah. last season. And I just think all of that has been like, it's like a really good, very enjoyable watch. So I have her in. I have Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary and Natasha Dillon for Russian Doll. Those are my six.
Yeah, you have Rachel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have the same six.
I don't have Issa Rae for Insecure, only because Insecure feels like it came out 400 years ago, and I'm just not convinced that it will be buzzy enough to get her in.
Yeah, I replace Issa with Natasha, so...
And I don't have Selena in here for Only Murders, just because I think
there's like a solid like 12, 13 names who can make it like after. Yeah. Like Selena, there's Elle Fanning.
Yep. Very good.
Perennial nominee.
Sandra Oh for The Chair, mm-hmm. Pamela Adlon for Better Things. I could see having like a little resurgent. Yeah. There was a good, obviously she's really well liked.
You know, our favorite Renee Elise Goldsberry.
I actually think, if I was picking somebody from the cast, though, I would do Sarah Bareilles. She's awesome. I think she's so funny.
Yeah, she is. And I think because like Dawn is the straight man of the group, but Sarah Bareilles is really funny. And like she's not like the straight man, like boring funny.
No, she's like Liz Lemon. It's like definitely like Tina Fey-esque.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that she's actually gotten better as an actor. My wife and I saw her in, they did an Into the Woods thing here.
Did you?
We went to see that and it was really fun. And
did
she's
you see
really
Renee great. And Busy there because they,
no.
they want to.
We were in the Boondocks, Joyce, okay. you know. But no, she's really funny. And I was like, oh, she's a great actress. We had seen her as Waitress here on Broadway like years ago. And she wasn't very great. You know, it's like she was a sick. It's like her song. So it's like she's a great singer. But her performance was like totally acceptable. But it's like, here's a singer performing. And now it's like, oh, she's like a really an actress. So I like think she could. She's really, I don't think she would ever get in for Girls Five Eva, but she's really quite good. I enjoy her.
Yeah. I think like last year I was like hope dicting Renee and
same. We definitely had her in and no, I'm not doing it this year. I'd rather be surprised than hope.
Yeah.
Dicting.
Yeah.
For actor Joyce Barry, Bill Hader for Barry, I have with number one with a bullet. I think he's, he could really win here, a former winner.
And you haven't even been watching, so you don't know what he's been doing.
I just could tell. You're very smart, and you like it. And I'm like, again, like I don't have Jason Sudeikis winning because I feel like the Ted Lasso buzz is on for season two is happened last year. And while he dominated the fall and, you know, the winter awards, he didn't have to face off against Bill Hader.
It's true, yeah.
So I have
Undefeated
yeah.
for Barry.
Yeah.
He won twice and then just right. took off the last few years.
So like, you know, and got to go with the champ until he's knocked out, basically. You know, I have Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Anthony Anderson, and then Jake Johnson for Minx Joyce. I'm going in. I'm just keeping him in there.
I still have Jake in, I have to say.
I'm not taking him out.
I don't think he's getting in, sadly. But I would, you know, on like the morning of July 12th, I'll probably replace him with Anthony Anderson. So
I don't have Donald Glover, and I assume you do.
Yes, I do have Donald Glover in. But again, I can see him getting snubbed, but he is like such, you know, he's similar to Bill in that like he's like the face of the show, really, even though he's not in half the episodes this season.
Right. That was why I kind of like knocked him out, honestly. But I don't know. No Mike Myers for the Pentaveret, Joyce, huh?
Is anyone predicting him?
No, but he's on there. He's on our list.
It's an option.
Yes. 100-1. You want to do it. You could do it. I'm keeping Jake in. I'm just hoping out. I'm holding out hope that they'll do like a good, you know, press push for Minx in the, as we get closer to the, closer to voting. I don't know. I'm going to hold out hope. He's so good on Minx. We talked to him. It was a great time. He's got a lot of nice things to say about the character. I will say that the fact that it's coming back for a second season, I think helps, you know, they renewed it recently. And I don't know. I think that at least gets people to pay attention to it. And if they're promoting on, like we said, on the app, when people are going to watch Barry and, you know, Hacks, maybe they'll be like, oh, I should check out Mace. And it's very easy to watch. It's 30-minute episodes. And that's great.
Yeah, I was, because they renewed Minx like the day after Julia. Cause so when they renewed Julia, I was like, when are they renewing Minx? And it was like the next day.
Mm-hmm. Should we do supporting actress and actor? Why not? Right.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I'm just looking at it. There's so many people here and I want to make some moves. So you have, I do want to put Zsozsa Mamet in too, but we'll see what I could do. I put Sarah Goldberg at the top, Joyce. You would convince me for weeks. Again, haven't watched it. Don't care. You convinced me for weeks about it. But you said the most recent episode was a standout for her.
Yes. Yesterday's.
Yes.
May 15th. Yes.
Yes.
Today's May 16th, depending on when you're watching.
Yeah.
Or listening to this. Yeah. It was the fourth episode because she has her premiere speech at the premiere of Joplin, her streaming series based on her previous abusive relationship mm-hmm. on the streaming service Banshee.
Amazing.
So yeah, so she gives like a really long speech, and right before she gets on stage, the embargo lifts, or as Darcy Carden calls it, the en fuego.
Amazing.
And Joplin got a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. So she gives a speech, but then like halfway through the speech, she kind of like catches herself, and like it like hits her that like it got a 98% because like she initially. She literally says like critics don't matter to like Darcy Carden. And yeah, so she has this like really nice moment where you kind of see her, it like sink in for her on stage, like mid speech that critics like her show. And then she continues to like her speech, but it's a really nice moment. It's like reminiscent of her season two scene when she has that like 2-minute long monologue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good shape for her. And then yeah, she has some like nice stuff coming up. I've seen 6 episodes of it. So, but I would say in the next 2, it's like she's part of very funny scenes, but it's more so because of like the partners in the scene.
Got it.
With her than her herself. But yeah, episode 4 would be an amazing submission for her.
And then I have Hannah Waddingham, obviously, reigning champ here. I have Hannah Einbinder in third, Joyce. I'm really loving just the first two episodes, like I said, of Hacks has been great. I wonder, does she end up like, is there a world where she actually could win? I mean, yes, but like, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she is a co-lead. Like, she's like going supporting.
Right. So it's definitely a little bit of a fraud.
I don't care. They can submit wherever they want. I don't
sure.
care.
It's definitely a little bit category fraud, but
yeah.
That helps. And like we said last year, I think last year we said this when it was like, she was actually on the cusp of a nomination. When you get to share every single scene you're in with Jean Smart and actually like are not getting blown off the screen, that's got to count for something. And I wonder if that'll end up this year helping her even, you know, like last year she was like an underdog to get nominated, right? Like it was like kind of like, oh, I hope she gets nominated. And then she did. Now this year it's like, she's already got nominated. So people know she's good. Maybe they're going to be like, wow, maybe she should win. Especially if Hacks like kind of starts steamrolling and if they could win like multiple categories here, I don't know, but I don't have her winning yet, but I have her in third.
Yeah. I would say she does her best work opposite Jean.
Yeah. She's so good.
Yeah. And they have like another one-on-one later on. I actually think it's in the fourth episode. So it's this coming week. So the fourth episode, they go on a lesbian cruise.
Nice.
Jean or Deborah thinks it's a gay cruise with gay men, but it's actually a lesbian cruise. So
excellent.
Yeah.
When does Lori Metcalf show up?
The third. So this week. Yeah. She plays the road manager, Weed. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Very deserving guest actress nomination for her.
Can't wait. Good time to be Laurie Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Other people I have in this category, just Alex Borstein from Mrs. Maisel. Mm-hmm. Janelle James and Charlie Ralph for Abbott Elementary. I'm holding strong on them. I think both of them should get in. They're incredible. Juno Temple for Ted Lasso. And then I just put in Zoja Mamet. I took out Kate McKinnon. I'm just keeping her in.
You're not going to do any SNL.
No, because like I've been saying this for, it just feels like the season is not popping in the way that the other seasons have. We're at the finale is this week. So unless there's like some incredible sticky breakout moment, it feels like none of these people are going to get in. If they get in, it would just be on name recognition alone, which obviously that could happen. But I feel like because the cast is so big now, and because there's been so many episodes where like people are on it and not on it, kind of like dipping in and out because they're doing other projects or whatever it is, it just feels like the show has not been as culturally explosive as it was last year during election year. So, or
that was 2 years
ago. 2 years ago. Right.
Well, last year it was three here, right?
Yeah. But there was like bigger, I mean, like last year by this time you had like really big, like Kate McKinnon.
Well, it was also more open last year.
Right. Too. So I don't think any of them get in.
I'm trying to look up the last time SNL missed this category since it was eligible to compete here in 2008. So, because Kate's won twice.
If Kate gets nominated, it would really just be like, oh, we should nominate Kate McKinnon.
Like the thing is like it benefits from the voting system, which is an unlimited ballot.
Right.
Like that just favors high visibility shows and popular shows.
Right. Like, and but is it popular?
It's popular in that everyone knows what SNL is.
Sure. Yeah, there's obviously more recognition for Kate McKinnon for SNL than Janelle James for Abbott Elementary. That's true.
I don't think you can compare, like, that's why they should just bring back the variety performer category. Like, yes. You just can't compare, like, scripted shows to, like, sketch comedy.
No.
But, like, everyone knows what SNL is. Everyone knows who Kate McKinnon is. And if you have an unlimited ballot and you already list, like, the three people you really love, and then you're like, oh, like, I watched that, like, one sketch with Kate McKinnon. Like, she's good. I'll just nominate her again.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I think 2013 was the only time SNL has missed this category.
Well, I'm betting on that. I'm betting it's coming back around.
I mean, no shade to SNL or Kate McKinnon or anyone else on that show, but I would prefer it if they were not in these categories.
It just doesn't, especially, yeah, because there's just so many other deserving kind of no offense, like you said, but there's a lot of, you want to be able to spread the wealth more. For supporting actors, I actually have an SNL person in it. It's Bowen Yang. I still have him in.
Yeah, I still have him in, but I honestly, I don't know what he's done this season.
So this category is absolutely unhinged, I would say. Here's what I have, including one that I texted you about on Friday. But I have Brett Goldstein still in first and winning for Ted Lasso, even though I've been, like I said, I'm not convinced Ted Lasso has the buzz. I don't know who else to pick here. So there's not like a sexier alternative to me.
Well, I'm torn between my three Barry guys.
So that's the problem though. There's three Barry guys, right? So like, I feel like Brett has really kind of taken the charge of Ted Lasso. I have Tony Shalhoub for Mrs. Maisel. I have David Hyde Pierce for Julia. I think a great performance. Henry Winkler for Barry, Ben Schwartz for The After Party. I'm keeping him in. Jasper all the way. Bowen Yang, Anthony Carrigan for Barry. And then I put Paul W. Downs in for Hacks. He's awesome. Season two. It's so good. If season two got a nom for I'm blanking on his name. I'm so sorry.
You mean season one?
Yeah, for season
for
one. Carl Clemens Hopkins got in for season one on a smaller part that was a surprising nomination, but clearly showed how enthusiastic people were for Hacks. I think Paul Downs could get in for season two. Obviously he's such a major creative force on the show. So people know him as that and is hilarious in the first two episodes.
I would say he's like the low key, like the sixth man of the first two episodes.
He's absolutely hilarious. And the stuff they have him doing and what the character is going through is just amazing. I think it's
I want to see him in Anger Management with Joyce. They did not show Joyce. Halloween no. enthusiast Joyce. I hate Halloween and she loves Halloween.
So you've seen six episodes, no Joyce.
No Joyce yet. No.
Man. Yep. Truly a hilarious twist. And just his outrage, his anger at being in Anger Management is just awesome. I just love it so much. I think
it's
he could get in.
It's a 2-week scam.
Yeah. I actually do think he could get in.
So yeah. That's it's very funny. And I think that kind of, you know, like that storyline is, it's like so delicate, like such a fine line to walk, like the sexual harassment, but like reverse genders too, you know? And I know like people can be, you know, like the reactions are kind of split on Kayla or character grading. But I think like the two of them together, like they're in it the perfect amount of the show. Like you don't want that to be the show.
No,
but like that subplot is so good. And they actually like there is like a I guess more dramatic like arc to that later on between the two of them. So
you think Meg could get in?
Like if it blows up. But I don't know. I just have Hannah in for supporting for now. Cause I still have the two Abbott ladies.
Same. I don't think she would get in either, but it's she's very very good. So that's my eight. I'm going with that. I left out Brian Tyree Henry and Keenan for SNL and Nick Muhammad for Ted Lasso. I finally gave up that ghost.
Do you have Tony Shalhoub?
I do have Tony Shalhoub, yeah.
Okay. So you have Tony, yeah.
The only person I don't have who you probably have is Stephen Root for Barry. I left off. And I have no other Ted Lassos.
Yeah, I only have one Ted, which is
and I don't have Carl Clemens Hopkins, even though he was nominated last year.
Yeah, me either. I still like you still have Ben. Again, probably won't keep him.
But I'm gonna go down with the ship. He's great on After Party. And I think because of the profile of the character and the if there is something about that show that people remember, it is that and him. So I think he could get in.
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before, but like how many people have seen the After Party?
Well, hopefully a lot. I don't know. I have no idea. Who could tell? I do know that Apple is like, from a content perspective, I think its reputation continues to grow. And I think people are going there. The small amount of people compared to like HBO Max and Netflix are going there and being like, oh, I could just put on anything and it's going to be quality. And I think if they do matriculate over to the After Party, they'll be really impressed. And like you said, it's such an easy thing to watch. It's only 30 minutes after the first episode. So I kind of feel like he could get in. and he's very noisy, you know, and on social media, which I love. He's actually got a good
social media. They're just going to nominate Sonic.
They could. He's played Sonic. That's a big.
I think it should have premiered maybe in like March or something.
I think they could have pushed it and it would have been a lot better. Yeah. The other thing I worry about is it too similar to Only Murders, even if it's not the general concept of a murder mystery that's also a comedy. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there room for two murder comedies? So
that sounds like a future Gold Derby post choice.
It has, you know, I think like now you have like a bunch of people like joining season two, like every week is like a new cast member for season two of the After Party.
Right. Yeah. It looks like it could be fun. And they're bringing back a few of the season one cast members, Sam Richardson, Zoe
at a wedding.
Yeah. So. Great. Love them. What love a wedding murder mystery. It could be fun. I don't know. Anybody else here, Joyce, that you're like, oh, make a case for the three Barry guys.
Well, they've all gone in before.
Yeah.
So, but it's, I can just see them like vote splitting again though. Cause I think, I mean, Henry's obviously won before and he won when he got in from the three of them. But he's still good this season. Like his, cause you know, Barry wants to make it up to Gene. And so he got it by getting him a part on a TV show, Laws of Humanity, starring Hugh Manity, played by Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Amazing.
And Ash. Yeah. So, there's like a lot of good stuff between them in the first two episodes. Henry Winkler gets chased by like 30 dogs in a backyard, hysterical moment. And then he asks a young lady to call him an internet taxi.
It's awesome.
And like, you know, Noho Hank, like Anthony Kerrigan's just a scene stealer all the way. And I think I've always felt like Stephen Root is underrated in general, but like also on the show because like there's Henry Winkler and then like, right. Hank, you know, but now he has like, he's executing his like revenge plot as of yesterday's episode, the fourth episode, because he's made it back stateside. Yeah. And now he's contacting all the relatives of people that Barry's murdered and to see if they're interested in seeking revenge on Barry. So,
I mean, I could see it. It would not surprise me. Like we've been saying, like, if obviously if there is a big push for Barry that they could all get in very easily.
Like they all have.
Right. So.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Like if any of them would win, because I feel like everyone has their favorites and I don't know if it's like the same, maybe like by the end of the season, it'll be more clear, but I think it was very clear last year, especially when season two was airing of Ted Lasso, that Brett was going to win,
right?
You know, of the four tech guys.
Yeah. And I think he's the one who's going to, I don't have anybody else getting in this time from Ted.
Yeah. I just have him from Ted. And then is that, I think Barry is my only like multiple show here. Yeah.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, because I have Bowen. I still have David Hyde Pierce as well.
I think he can get in. I mean, like he's really great on the show and like obviously like has a long history with the Emmys.
So. We're not going to do the other Frasier alum, Bebe Neuwirth.
I wanted to put her in. I really did. I just think that category is maybe a little too crowded. She's great. She's actually just as good as the two of them. I think she's really fun on Julia, but no, I don't have her in, Joyce.
Yeah, I don't have her in either. So, I don't, yeah, for supporting, I have double Ted and double Abbott. I don't know. Like I can see Abbott just getting like writing and like Quinta in actress.
I mean, that'd be pretty wild. I would be disappointed if that happened, but.
I mean, I think it can take the broadcast flag from Black-ish in series.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know about supporting. Now, do you think if they both like, if Janelle and Cheryl get in, do you think either of them can win? Because I think the nomination is the hardest part.
I think if they both get in, Cheryl would have a much easier chance of winning. I think Janelle James is still like a person people aren't super familiar with. So if she got in, it would be like, hey, that's great. You know, good for you. But I think Cheryl Lee Ralph with her you know, history as a acclaimed actress, would definitely rate as a potential winner. And I could see it being similar to like Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso, where it just kind of is something where you're like, oh, you know, if it, before the Emmys last year, maybe it was like, oh, maybe she's like, you know, a nominee, but won't necessarily steamroll to win. And then it was just like obvious that she was going to win.
I think it was always, she was like such a favorite that people were saying she should go lead, even though I'm like, no.
Well, I guess that's true. I guess I mean before like the Critics' Choice, it felt like her ascendancy didn't happen until after like Critics' Choice.
Well, yeah, like she won that. But like, I think it was always like, you knew she was, people were more secure or like more confident predicting her for a nomination than they were Juno.
Right. So that's why I think Juno and Janelle James are similar. And I think they're similar, like kind of in the show.
Janelle is the scene stealer.
So is, like, I think Juno is also on Ted Lasso. She's like really,
well, like that's, well, the thing with like season two is like, I think a lot of people think Juno is the MVP of season two, but not season one. Like Hannah is this MVP of season one.
But do you think then Sherrilee Rao, who's the MVP of season one on Abbott Elementary?
I think like more people are responsive to Janelle. Like my friends just finished.
Well, she's hilarious. Outright hilarious.
Like she has like, Ava has all the one-liners.
Amazing jokes. It's it's funny. It's one of the funniest performances. Just dying laughing.
Yeah.
True laugh out loud. True.
Like my friends are like obsessed with her Dominic Toretto rhetoric line.
It's great. That's a all caps LOL when I watch that show. She's so,
So I think it's more, maybe this is another, like a Kieran Culkin is a Jean Smart situation where she's like the more populist pick, you know, cause it's like a lot easier to respond to her performance.
Right.
Like it's easier to make like, highlights of her performance.
Definitely more memeable.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Ava's the meme queen, so.
She's great. Yeah. Chase, I'm not allowed to talk about it much, but we want just about to drama. I want to switch to briefly because I saw the first episode of Stranger
Things. I'm so excited to talk about this.
I was like, you know what show rules? Stranger Things. Watched the first episode and no reviews and nothing, but I have moved it into my predictions for season four. Here, I think it's,
you didn't have it in before.
I actually didn't, no, because I was like, again, I've been hesitant to put these shows that have been off the air for so long back in just because I'm not sure that people will care about them when they come back or in the same fashion that they had previously. And so I was like, Stranger Things, I chalked up to like Atlanta and even Barry in the beginning. I was like, I'm not going to throw these in until I see the response. And then Stranger Things I've put in now. So I think it could go. I think it could. I don't know if it could win, but I definitely think it'll. It definitely be in there. I think for Netflix, so that gives me three Netflix shows because I have Stranger Things, Squid Game, and Ozark in my three of the drama categories.
I have four Netflix shows still.
What's your fourth one?
Bridgerton.
I was almost going to put Bridgerton in, but I just am not sure. I can. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what else to put in at 8 spot. So I'm going with like peak visibility.
I have Winning Time in because I know that people loved it and they kept growing. The audience kept growing. So I think
people watched it, but they love it.
I think they actually did. I think people really liked it by the end. And I also loved it. So I put it in.
So are you predicting any Stranger Things actors?
Well, not yet. It's a huge ensemble. I would say this about, it's a very big, it remains an incredibly large ensemble. And I don't know who so far from just the brief stuff that I've seen, who would pop in that ensemble.
Well, they can just default back to David Harbour easily.
They could, certainly, or, you know, I mean, he's in it. So he was on the red carpet. It's not a spoiler. He's in it. They have, Hopper's back. But no, I don't have anybody in, I don't think yet from acting.
Yeah, I can see it just being like a series nominee and then some like tech stuff.
Yeah, it's just, again, like there's so many options in these categories. It's like pretty intense. We, anything else? I moved Patricia Arquette in for supporting actress. We could finally predict her and their choice for drama.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. Should I? Yeah, now that
you should, because she's still 100-1. So clearly not a lot of people have taken the opportunity to put her in.
I have to do this on my phone then. But who do I take out?
Well, I have, let me see. I just looked and now I have to go back. I have Julie Garner for Ozark, Sarah Snook, Young Ho Young for Squid Game, Chase McCameron for Succession, Patty Arquette, Christina Ricci, Sydney Sweeney, and Rhea Seehorn. So I don't have Julianne Margulies, Yoo Jung Yun, Fiona Shaw. I don't have any of these people. I'm tempted to put Millie Bobby Brown in, honestly, as well, but I haven't yet.
Why haven't you?
I just haven't yet, because I don't know who I want to take out.
I can't even find this on my phone. Oh my gosh. I think I have double Squid Game in here. So Kelly Riley is still in here, but she's going lead. I could just replace Kelly with her whenever.
Yeah, do that.
Kelly gets moved.
I think you should.
I don't know when that will be, but all right. I don't know. Yeah, because I have, so you're pretty low on Squid Game acting.
I have three Squid Game. I have Young Ho Young. That's it. And Lee Jung Jae. I don't have anybody else.
Anyone in supporting.
I don't have anyone else in supporting. No, I just have the two from the winter that popped.
Okay. Yeah, I think like Ho Young, Julia, and Sarah are probably top three in supporting actress. But I also have Kim Joo Rong.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess I could replace her with Patty for now. I don't know.
I mean, Squid Game is like the most popular show, certainly, but I don't know if the other is it going to have four acting? Our odds have it getting four acting nominations. Is that really going to happen?
I don't know, but I think also, I think we know like people watched it, and I don't know like what people are watching right now with this deluge of like shows.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's why I'd be more inclined to put in like a Stranger Things actor than another Squid Game actor. You know what I mean? Like I could see putting Millie Bobby Brown in instead of second Squid Game actress in supporting. Cause I know people watch Stranger Things, right? It's like the most popular show on Netflix.
People watch Squid Game.
I'm saying like, I understand, but I'm saying like, I'd be more inclined to put in Millie Bobby Brown over another Squid Game actor than like, even though I've done this, than Patty Arquette, because I feel like more people have watched Stranger Things and then Severance, I guess. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. If you're going with like broad popularity.
I'm also just like looking at the patterns in the last couple of years with this, the unlimited ballot, like you just have like one or two shows dominating, like
right.
The Crown, Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones.
But I wonder if last year's like indicative because it's been so was so limited last year, right? There wasn't as many options. Yeah,
but like Game of Thrones did it in 2019.
Yeah, that's true. But Game of Thrones is Game of Thrones. I don't know. I guess is Squid Game Game of Thrones? I guess it could be. It's certainly popular.
It doesn't need to be like Game of Thrones, but it's just like a popular show. Like we know it's a popular show.
Right.
And right. I think it benefited from airing in the fall when it was like dead and like no competition. Like, I don't know if it would be as big if it had premiered in April, you know?
I don't think so. And who knows? I mean, maybe who knows? We should wrap up here because we're drifting into drama and we want to keep on the LOLs, but I was just excited.
I know comedy already gets a short shrift.
I know.
At every award show because they present drama last. So
drama is where it's at, I guess. But
we know drama. So
we love drama. We know drama, Joyce. We'll do drama, I guess, maybe next week. But this has been fun. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
For all things Hollywood competition and award season, head to goldderby.com and follow us on social media at goldderby.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.